Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Now, this has caught my eye this morning. Where's it gone? Here we go. This is the joy of bubble wrap, which we all love bubble wrap. I mean, let's be honest.
It is a fascinating thing, isn't
here's
it?
Here's a little piece you can practice with here. We've got something coming up in a minute there, if you just want to just have a little play around with that bit for now. Bubble wrap could soon become a thing of the past as we know it, because the creators have announced they're launching a new cost-effective version. What do you think it's called? In this modern era, it's got to have the letter what in front of it.
Eye bubble.
Yeah, there we go. What does the I stand for? Intelligent, is it? I
don't know. Possibly.
Anyway, it's no longer going to burst when you squeeze it.
What?
Yeah, instead of popping, the air's going to pass from one bubble to another. The idea of it is it comes flat-packed. When it arrives at a place like Amazon, it's going to come flat-packed, and Amazon and that are going to pump it up. Which sounds like the title of a song. We're still going to be able to buy this little stuff, but the big stuff that we get in parcels and everything is going to be it won't pop.
Oh.
Which is disappointing. So I thought we'd just very quickly here, just because we love it. We have where's my little bit gone? Here we go. We've each got a piece of bubble wrap with 25 bubbles on it.
Okay.
Little challenge. First one to pop all 25. Gets a brew made for them, okay? So the loser has to go and make the brew.
Stakes.
All right, so 25 bubbles. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, you're cheating there. Done. Have I actually? Hang on. Oh, no, I've got one left.
No, I'm done. I did it.
No, I did it. No,
I was already done.
No, I was done as well. I think I popped that last one the same time as you.
No, I had already popped it. I only just didn't claim victory because you'd claimed you'd won. See, still haven't won.
Your bubbles burst.
I'm all gone.
Oh, yeah. Right, I'm not having that. Okay, we'll do that. We'll try that again in the break.
Loser!
30 years ago, this weekend, one of our favourite films of all time hit cinemas.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
He's sending Marty 30 years back in time.
It worked!
There you go, yeah, Back to the Future. Was out 30 years ago today in America. Amazing, isn't it? One of the greatest film trilogies of all time. Just delighted they left it at the three. Don't make any more, for goodness sake. Back to so many great memories from that film, watching it. I mean, I had it on... we had a Betamax video in our house. Did you have VHS? We had Betamax. We had it on Betamax video and wore it out. Just wore the film out. Watched it so many times. A few facts about the film you can share with your friends today. It was actually rejected 40 times before it was finally approved, the film. Can you believe that? You can't believe... Christopher Lloyd wanted to make another one. He wanted to make one where they travel back to ancient Rome. Back to the Future might not have been the title of the film. The head of Universal Pictures that made the film at the time didn't want to have a film with the word future in the title. They wanted to call it Spaceman from Pluto. What else called? Chris Holdsworth here, Tom Armstrong here as well. You're too young to remember Back to the Future, aren't you?
I do remember Back to the Future, yeah, of course,
how old are you? Yeah, you'd have been about three, weren't you, when Back to the Future came out?
Yeah, we watched it as a school film when we had those type of things.
It's a bit weird. I mean, Disney rejected it at first because they didn't like the idea of the lad falling in love with his mum. So Disney rejected it. That's why Universal took it on. What else have they got? Made set in 1955. It's the year Albert Einstein died. That's why the dog is called Einstein. Do you know that? And one more. What else have we got? Yes, Michael J. Fox is 10 days younger than his on-screen mum, which is a bit weird.
Yeah,
and he's 3 years older than his dad? And something else I didn't know. You know the audition scene at the beginning where Marty McFly's up on stage and he does like the Huey Lewis and the News type riff?
Yeah.
Do you know the guy that with the megaphone? Do you know who that is? Here's the clip. Have a listen to the clip.
All right, fellas. I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
Do you know who that is?
No.
It's Huey Lewis! Tom Armstrong from Lee Centurions with us. Used to play for Saints as well, of course. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Very good.
Yeah, you just finished your university. We've just been talking university there, aren't we?
Just finished my degree. I got a 2-1 in petroleum engineering. Yeah, round of applause all around.
I knew you were an educated man, doing that alongside your rugby, and I was trying to think. I don't know very many clever people. The only person I know that's as clever as you is.
I take big numbers, transmute them, and calculate their load-bearing tangents.
Yeah, Daddy Pig is the only the person I know is as clever as you.
Well, to be put on that pedestal, I mean, it must be something.
You're honoured.
Yeah,
honoured.
Very honoured.
By the way, who calls you Thomas? Because you are Thomas Armstrong. Does anybody call you Thomas? Or
not many people know. Probably the old mum when she's angry, Sunday dinner kind of name.
No. So you're Tom or Tommy?
Tom.
Anybody call you Tommy? Is that a real no-no?
We'd get confused with Tommy Gilden then, wouldn't we? So it'd just be Tom.
So you are a top-flight academic, which we've touched on there, and we've got some various things for you. We'll see how clever you are during the show this morning.
You have to do that.
Well, it's not so much clever. We have one of your teammates who's going to be challenging you through the morning this morning. Do you want me to introduce you to him?
Go for it.
Listen.
Hi, Tom Armstrong. It's Kez here, your best friend.
Yeah, Ryan Brierley is going to be testing you through the morning this morning. You've got to. It's like a Mr. and Mrs. of rugby league. You've got to try and match his answer. We've got some of that coming up for you. Also, I'll tell you what, we've got the Tub of Truth. We do this with all our guests. So, Tub of Truth, you interview yourself. It's the only show on the radio while you ask yourself questions. So, try one of those, Tom. What's that?
What's the best match I've ever been involved in?
Yeah, best match you've ever been involved in.
Right, that's a difficult one, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not easy, this show. I know we make it look easy, but it is quite a challenge.
I think it'd have to be last year's winning the grand final year for getting a bit of silverware in my hand. You know, there's no better feeling, really, is there?
Good. That's the answer we were predicting. Okay, try one more for now, and then we'll get the lines open for little lyrics here. We've got tickets to go and see Lee Centurions against Hunslet next week. Go on, what's that one?
Who's the most famous person in your phone book?
Okay.
I've got two, but I don't.
Go on.
I'll let you decide. James Graham.
James, really? Has he still got the same number over in us? Is he? Are you ringing him over?
I very much doubt it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Go on, Jammer and
John Wilkin.
John Wilkin. That's all right. They're showbiz celebrities, aren't they? Johnny, he's like a film star, isn't he? John Wilkin, man.
Yeah, I think so.
He's on TV.
His fingers in every single pie, isn't he?
It's International Plastic Bag Free Day today, apparently. Does that mean that there should be no bags, or they should give them away for free? I'm not quite sure. Am I right in thinking, I've done, my chemistry's very basic, you're a petroleum engineer now. Am I right in thinking that carrier bags start with oil? Is that right? Do they start, is that...
Yeah, it's right. Before I put everyone to sleep.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
I did remember something from my days doing chemistry. I can't believe it.
It came in useful.
I did, yeah. I'm finally on a par with a petroleum engineer. That's closest I'm going to get. Tonight on the telly, Celebrity MasterChef continues. It's a best of the Graham Norton show tonight as well. And there's a Big Brother eviction on Channel 5 as well later. We got the rugby on the radio tonight. It's Saints at Leeds. Who's going to win that, Tom Armstrong?
I'm going to go for Saints.
All right, OK, good. Good man, good man. Right, let's play Little Lyrics. And our caller on Little Lyrics this morning to win Lee Centurion's tickets, Tom Armstrong, is now going to introduce them. Who is it? Yeah, you tell me.
Chris.
No, it's not Chris, it's Danny.
Close enough, Danny.
Hello, Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, good. Tom Armstrong's here as well. You can go and see him next week against Hunslet. Is that all right if we get these tickets through to you? Is that all right?
Yeah, Chris.
Good.
Morning, Tom.
Oh, there
morning,
you go.
Mate. Morning.
So pleasant, isn't it? So nice and chilled and laid out on this show. So what you got planned for the day today, Danny?
Just looking after my son, really, and doing the housework.
What's your lad called?
It's Ethan.
Ethan, okay. And what's the most tedious bit of housework you've got to do today?
Probably hoovering up and putting some washing in the washer, really.
Hoovering up. It's a bit therapeutic, though, hoovering it. Do you go for, like, the stripes in the carpet? Do you try and do that?
Like on a pitch.
Yeah, you see, I know what I'm talking about here. You're doing the stripes in the carpet thing as well?
Always a stripe in the carpet.
You've got to get the stripes. Try and do the circle thing like they do on the football pitches.
Yeah, no chance of that one.
Try and do that. OK, Danny, right, let's see if we can win you some tickets then. Go and see Lee Centurions against Hunslet. They're playing a rare midweek game next Wednesday at the Sports Village. Real chance for all the Super League fans to go and watch the Championship. A lyric today, Danny, sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Ellie May and this is my lyric. They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true.
What's the song? Who sings it, Danny?
It's I Got You, Babe, and it's by Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, you can do Sonny and Cher or UB40.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Friday breakfast, the 3rd of July. What you got planned for the weekend? Anything interesting? Say, Tom Armstrong's got a trip up to Workington on Sunday.
It's going to be a long trip.
Is that the longest trip?
No, I think London is the longest trip. Yeah.
How long does it take to get Workington, though, on a bus?
Well, you're almost there in about an hour, and then you're just on a windy road for about 2 hours, I think, yeah.
All got travel sickness by the time you pile off the bus. Right, OK, so we get our rugby stars in, we have various little challenges for you. This is something we haven't done for a bit. This is our teammate challenge, OK? So we have... yesterday we called up one of your teammates, Ryan Briley.
That should be fun.
OK. What we did, we got him to answer some questions about you. You have to see if you can predict what he's going to say.
OK.
All right, so the first question we'll spread these out over the next half an hour or so. You can play along at home, see if you can guess what he says. So we asked Ryan if you, Tom Armstrong, if you were a character in a movie, OK, who would you be? Now, did he say Harry Potter, Iron Man or Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, well, I've got to think what he'd think I would say, which is annoying.
Yeah, you've got to put yourself in Ryan Briley's head.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Because I clearly would have said Iron Man, but he's probably going to say Sherlock Holmes.
OK, let's see if you're... Let's have a little listen. So if we ask Ryan Briley if Tom Armstrong was a character in a movie, who would he be?
Probably Iron Man, because he's very, very strong and very, very clever.
There you go, very strong and very... He did, you see, he was good.
He did.
He behaved himself.
See, I have to say, gone with my gut.
I think out of the six questions we've asked him, there's only two where he does give you a good answer, OK?
OK.
let's do one more now, and we've got news and sport coming up. So we asked Ryan Briley if you, Tom Armstrong, ever did anything to let the manly image of rugby league down in your life, OK? So have you ever done anything embarrassing to let down the world of rugby league, you know, because it's such a manly macho sport. Okay,
yes.
So did he say, ask him about his Rick Astley CD collection? Did he say, no, he's never done anything, he's a smart lad who stays out of bother? Or did he say, yes, he's always dumping the lads for his girlfriend on nights out?
Well, it's clearly going to be the last one, but I never do. I never would do that.
Okay,
she'd come with me.
So you reckon he said, yes, he's always dumping the lads for his girlfriend on nights out?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, let's have a listen.
He's very guilty of being on a night out with the boys and ditching them for his girlfriend. So I know he's done that a few times, and all the lads take the mick out for that. So being out with the boys on a lad's night out, and all of a sudden disappearing, smoke bombing, and going to Danielle's.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
Honestly, yeah, I think he's the worst culprit for it. So.
Is he really?
I think that was a case of forward defensive.
Was it? Now with our sport, here's our guest sportscaster, Tom Armstrong.
Wigan were out enthused, according to Sean Wayne, as they were beaten 17-16 by an understrength Warrington side. Lee centre Tom Armstrong, which is obviously me, says we're still motivated to finish top of the pile in Championship after already qualifying for the middle eight race for promotion. There's still six games to go before the split, and although these points were set back to zero, it's about giving ourselves the best chance to win during the next stage. The incentive is to get your home games, isn't it? So if you finish first, I think you get four home games. So that's a big incentive, because we haven't lost at home in 2 years. And I mean, anyone who comes to Lee, it's going to be tough for any team. Top seed Sierra Williams, the third round on centre court. And there's more news and sport at wishfm.net.
Brilliant, well done. Okay,
Sorry about that.
That's all right, no worries. I mean, we don't expect a rugby league player and petroleum engineer to be able to read the news and sport as well, do we? I mean, by the way, petroleum engineering, what does that actually qualify you to do? What's your speciality? Just to explain in layman's terms to me and Chris here, who know nothing.
Okay, well, basically, I would work for an oil company trying to determine how much oil in value a pound is below the ground. Is in the subsurface.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So big job. A lot of pressure.
Well, there isn't. The world wouldn't revolve without finding the oil, would it?
Exactly. We would be...
So somebody else finds it and you work out how much there is and how to get it out.
Well, I could find it as well, but that wouldn't be what I specialise in.
All right, okay, fair enough. You could find it as well. We could make a mint. We need to get in with him.
I don't think you can just knock into the ground anymore. It just comes out now.
Right. I was hoping there'd be some in St Helens somewhere, not mine.
Wish FM weather.
Tom Armstrong of Lee Centurions is with us on the show this morning. Just take another question from the tub of truth. By the way, you lot must feel like kids at the moment. You must feel so young at Lee Centurions.
Go on, fill me in.
Mickey Hyams joined.
Oh, yeah, good old Mickey, yeah.
It must be like having granddad around the place.
Oh, God, yeah, I think he'd hate everyone for saying that. No, he's a young whippersnapper, is Mickey.
Giving out loads of advice. Don't do that, kids, don't do that. Is it like that? Is he going around?
Oh, you've got him down, haven't you?
Yeah. Right, top of truth question, what you got for us there? Go on.
If I wasn't a rugby league player, what job would I like to do?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, well, you
petroleum
know,
engineer.
Petroleum engineer, but I don't know if I'd like to.
What would you be dream job?
Is there. Dream job?
Yeah.
Probably be some kind of music producer or something.
Really? Okay. You know? What kind of music are you into?
I've got an eclectic mix. I like everything, really.
Who's got the worst musical taste around the dressing room, by the way?
It's got to be Ryan Brierley, my
God. You're dropping him back in it here. Right, OK. God. Speaking of Ryan Brierley, here we go. We have more questions on the Teammate Challenge this morning. So we asked Ryan Brierley what Tom Armstrong's best playing attribute was. OK, so what's your best playing attribute? Did he say your footwork? Did he say your offloading? Or he hasn't got one?
Oh, I'd hope he'd say something positive, so I'm going to go for footwork.
Footwork, let's see if you're right and have a listen.
His footwork, he's got crazy feet, and I face him a lot of time in training, and he's really hard to deal with. He's pretty special.
OK, crazy footwork. That's what it is, apparently.
I'll tell you that.
OK, let's do one more for now. We asked Ryan, if Tom Armstrong was organising a meal out for the boys, where would he take you? Did he say McDonald's on the East Lancs? He'd get his girlfriend to cook, or a posh Italian steakhouse in Manchester. Where did he say, if you were organising a night out for the lads, you're going for a meal, what would you do? Where would you go?
Definitely a posh Italian steakhouse in Manchester.
Do you think that's what he said?
I reckon he's going to drop his girlfriend, isn't he?
You've got two out of three so far, so which one are you going for?
I'm going to say steakhouse in Manchester.
Oh, I'd be a posh one in Manchester, so probably posh Italian steakhouse, Gaucho or something like that. It's pretty posh like that, Tom.
You're pretty posh, apparently, is that right? Are you the poshest lad there?
Not at all.
Up at Workington on Sunday, then back at home. Next week's been a couple of weeks since you played at the Sports Village, isn't it?
The week before.
So Hunslet next Wednesday. It's going to be weird doing a midweek game as well. You'd be pleased all your studying's finished now, so you can actually have a break.
Yeah, that would have been a nightmare, trying to get the studies in and do two games in a week.
So get behind the boys on Wednesday, and then you're looking forward to this middle eight, which starts sort of the end of July, beginning of August, and a real chance again. The professional attitude, the way it's the last 18 months, kind of this kind of professional club now, and your Super League is the aim. How do you think you'd get on?
There's a real buzz about everyone. I mean, everyone wants that to get in there. I think it's the least we deserve after the 2 years we've had.
So,
but I mean, it's gonna be like cup football again. So we're gonna have to. Every game is gonna be a knockout game. But I mean, if we get up there, I think being in that against teams of that caliber every single week, I mean, we're gonna have to step it up ourselves. And I think we will eventually. You know, it'd be a couple of year process, but I think we're gonna be there and thereabouts. I mean, with the coaching staff and everything that we've got, and all the togetherness of the team, I think that's the most important thing. That we're not just a team;
we're all good mates.
Yeah, and I mean, we do play for each other as well as ourselves.
You got Dad Mickey Hyam there to look after you all there.
Yeah, he'll sort us out.
Right, a couple more questions then on our teammate challenge this morning. Ryan Brierley of Lee Centurions answered some questions about you. You've got to see if you can match the answers. So far, you got 3 out of 4. So let's see how you do with the last couple here. So we asked Ryan Brierley what the lads would do to wind you, Tom Armstrong, up. Okay, so what would they do to wind you up? Did he say take the mick out of your girlfriend? Did he say swap your Adidas stuff for Nike kit? Or did he say something else? I'm trying to see how much Nike. So you haven't got much Adidas stuff on at all. Take the mick out of your girlfriend, swap your Adidas stuff for Nike or something else. What did he think he said to wind you up?
That's what he said and what would actually happen, you know what I mean? I'm pretty hard to wind up. I'm really laid back, so
He did say that.
So I think he would have said the old girlfriend comment.
Take the mick out of your girlfriend, okay.
Probably just take the mick out of his girlfriend or something. He's very, very protective over his girlfriend. He loves her to absolute pieces. So just probably... Yeah,
trying to
make it out of there, really.
So, you're protective. So, what's your girlfriend called?
Danielle.
She might be listening, you never know, this morning. Blow her a kiss on the radio, go on.
Blow her a kiss.
There we go, lovely. So one more then, one final question. We asked Ryan to picture you, Tom Armstrong, singing on the table at the end of season party, OK? So you're up on the table singing at the end of season party.
That sounds like me.
What would you be singing, OK? So did he say... Don't Be Daft, he'd have left us to be with Danielle. Did he say YMCA by the Village People, or did he say something by Marvin Gaye?
I'd sing something by Marvin Gaye, obviously, with an excellent voice that I have. But he's...
Let's get it on. You're right down there, are you? Okay.
What do you reckon? I'll go for Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye? Okay,
Play a bit of Marvin Gaye, because I know when he's in the bedroom with his girlfriend, he likes to put that on just to set the scene.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I want to know how he knows this stuff.
Wow.
I'm just putting
myself in his shoes. I know what he's going to say.
It's a little worrying, isn't it? You know him so well. That's a worrying thing. You think along the same lines as Ryan Brierley. You're getting a little bit concerned now.
Same wavelength.
Well, let's see him sit in a petroleum engineering degree.
Yeah. Milo in the morning. on 102.4 Wish FM.